Beginning current daven sech this getting daven and hey begin with base getting test matter because gemara shleim and mezbeich oichel gezelus that really it should be mechaper, but why they say when it's night there's not mechaper they shouldn't say mezbeich ate stolen stuff. Zenitzo says to him, you say, wait a second. Chiyash koyich biat chacham laka dem and atayr bekum asay. Do the sage have the ability to operate a biblical locha with an active action? Why? Because the minatayr in tzorch lebekum an acha. Biblically, you don't have to bring another carbon, you bring another carbon, it's chul nazava. But that's a kumba asay. Hashem says what Zigzay is, no, the davka noidi koyim zrik or tumma, where they found that before the blood was sprayed, ein mechaperes, or the gears is meaning she'ein mechaperes, where it did not do atonement yet. So they don't bring it. The blood was already sprayed. The cup was already told. They did not require to bring an other one. Which Yisrael says, but for according to Uli, even after Zrika, you have to bring another carbon. But according to him, that it is an atonement. You're right. They would not have to bring another one. So yeah, they made it his so that he should be liable. Because the country Rabbanan were penalizing him. So it says, of course, it's difficult. The middle skin, aren't we talking about the fellowship of the Achabachutz? Even if someone else slaughters it outside, the Chayav there is going to be liable. Ella, kiven de leinoid de l'rabim, rather, it's because since the public does not know about it, Okmu B'shus has admitted in his domain, Shalei Kan Matzim, that the Kan should not be depressed. But mainly, right, Chayav HaShaykh HaBachutz, right, it's his, it's, and it doesn't make a difference who shechts it. Now, whoever shechts it outside would be Chayav. The difference is regarding the shearings of the wool and for the offspring. And so says that I begin to say, so this question about when is he kainid, I feel like kainid hektish, what do you mean, even before his makdish or tain shalai, it shouldn't be only from shas hektish, it should be his from before him, but now, because when Mishnah Baba comes up, the Gimon Beis, Gozla, Pogam, or Beres, we all, someone steals a pregnant cow and it gives birth, but Rochel, Tuna, or a sheep that's full of hair, but goes and he shears the wool. Mishnah Baba, Pogam, Medis Leilat, he pays the amount of a cow that's waiting to give birth, meaning as it was stolen, but then made Rochel, Medis the Gozes, and the value of a sheep that was waiting to be shorn. Then the Sabbath line, the beginning pregnant by him, Misham Kshas Exela pays for the time that as a stone. Basically, Kshas Exela. So it's his from then. So why are we saying that's only from the time of Hektish? The Hashem says, what you can say is enough me like a maid. The ramification is actually according to a maid's opinion. He says over there on the Psalmim of the Aleph, Misham Isabes gives a civil itself. No, you do pay for the sharing of the wool and for the offspring. From the consequence, because they did penalize the cousin. But Abagab, the Shin is kind of, even though Shin is kind of, over him, Kamoka Mishas Hektish, Bukmu Bishuse. At the time of Hektish, when they put in the Rishos, Bulei Kansu, and for that they didn't penalize him. Biudu, now according to Biudu, that he says, Gzeila Chazeres Ben Neho, that it goes back as it is, Lurot Zivere. Now, it depends on which I'm lawyer. According to Abzir Doma, that he says, Ali Be, according to Mishmach, Shagabu Gzeil, the Nigzel, that the, whatever the value that increased on the soul knife, it belonged to the Nigzel. So yeah, Hachaduk Mishos, the Gazan, we're saying, once he's marketed it, that it's, we could say, Bishos the Gazan, that's the Chedish. Now, Amra Papa Doma, that he said, Ali Be, according to the Gazan, it belongs to the Gazan. So it says, right, enough community, they said, it's no Chedish, Bishos the Hektish, because the moment you steal it, it's already all his. Now, Rabbi Shimon, according to Shimon, is Machlik's Tanoim, and the Machlik's Amram in that. Now, according to Shimon, Doma, that he says, Hasmavid El Metzl, Shizarbi, the Gazan doesn't get all of it, he gets half or a third or a quarter. So Hachabakoshli, yeah, the Chedish is here, meaning at the time of when you marketed it. So then we're going to say that it's all going to be his. You're right. It wouldn't make a difference over here that it's all in Israel, because it's always in Israel. So depending on which amount of Amma, if there would be a Chiddush or not. Next test, with the words of the Mishnah of Yehuda regarding Sekrukin and Yehuda Berug Melchama, when they were being killed in the war. Now, B'Yushami, B'Yushami, it's brought B'Yushain in the beginning, Gazu Gazel Yehuda. Yeah, it says specifically B'Yehuda, because it was only on the area of Judea and Eretz Israel. Why? Why did the Romans make it specifically on Yehuda? Lefisha Maseres B'Yod Ma'abaisim, because they had a tradition from their fathers. She Yehuda Harageseb, there was Yehuda from the Shvat, and he killed Esav, because like it says, the Bosom Bereshis, Yotcha Ba'odav Yebecha, by the Bracha B'Shevet Yehuda, your hand is in the nape of your enemy, which refers to the killing of Esav. And B'tan Nam Zafri, also learned in Zafri, which we know his head was chopped off by his nape, by the back of his head, where Yadav Rabla, it says, his hands is great for him, which is B'shosh Hargis Esav. That was said when he killed Esav. Now, I, beside Pergam, the site that says inside W. Gilman Abdul Ahmed, that says Chushim Bedan, that it was actually Chushim, the son of Dan. Shaku Kulfa, he took Estakum Machia Reisha, the Esav, he knocked on the head of Esav, and Nosra Enei, and his eyes popped up, and off like Karl Yaakov, and fell on the feet of Yaakov. Says Taisis, Shema, Loimeis, by Esakum, maybe didn't die from that hit. Actually, Ahmed, all the Yudhi Bargan, until Yudhi came along and actually killed him. And like it says, not to be the words of the Gemara, Ashri Ad Mechachet Tamad. Fortunate is a person that's always dread. Now, Taisa the Perek, right? The Gemara of Amar Av. I mean, the Gemara tells us Chazal Gavra. He saw a person that was trembling. Amar, he says Chatot, you're a sinner, because the service says the pasuk Pachti Betzin Chatom, that they in Tzion they dreaded those were the sinners. Uparach Makar Dahach, and the Gemara asks from the pasuk over here that you see it's fortunate a person that's mafachid Mukila, and the Gemara explains it with Dibrei Torah, meaning Shadoik Shleish Kachtamuda, that he's afraid that he shouldn't forget his learning, and therefore because of the Mishnah Asli Tomet, and he's always reviewing his learning. Now, so Taisa Bahach, and I'm here also. Maisley, the Gemara brings the pasuk Ahanu Ubdan, these stories, because again, the only if you're a sinner, only if you have dread for no good reason. But if you're doing it for reviewing your learning, or Shabbat Chol Reib Teibasim Shabbasim, here they were so confident for the abundance of their good and all the tranquility they had. Levayishas Bar Kamtza to disgrace Bar Kamtza. Balaam and Labaske sent to stand up against the door to the Caesar. V'hoylem Lafached V'living Malaparonis. Right, to dread for no reason as a sinner. They should have been afraid and to dread from the punishment. And therefore, it's not similar to a person that just had dread for no reason. That would be considered not fortunate. That would be considered as a sinner.